In the studio with me now, though, we've got Chris and Anita from St Francis Hospice. Morning.
Morning.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
A bit chilly out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's that about? I don't know. I don't know what actually.
Getting close to Christmas.
It is getting close to Christmas. Yeah, very close to Christmas. Can you move your mic around a little bit? There you go.
All right, thanks.
There you go. It was just about getting you in the background now. So you've got loads of stuff to tell you about, is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, lots going on in the run-up to Christmas.
Now, I know you've got a special week. Is it next week?
It's this week. It started yesterday,
okay.
Mike. A very important week for us. It's National Occupational Therapy Awareness Week.
Okay.
And it's a special one for us because we have an amazing team of occupational therapists, and they have a very valuable role in helping people, so many people, to remain independent and safe in their own homes.
Which is really important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we support people while they're at the hospice and in the community, and we loan people a huge amount of equipment and aids that can help them be safe in their homes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We come out and we assess them just to make sure they have what they need, just so that they can, you know, manage safely by themselves, because independence is hugely important to people.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to lose your independence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And often when people are ill, they lose so much control of their lives, and occupational therapy is very much about giving people back control of their lives, so that they can, you know, just manage well.
Yeah, yeah.
And feel comfortable. And that's obviously a huge support for their families as well.
It must be really difficult when people lose control of what's actually going on with them.
Absolutely. And when you're seriously ill, there's a lot you can't control because you're under so many, you know, treatments. So much goes beyond you. But this is an area where we really can give people back a sense of control. And another huge area where they really support people is emotionally.
Yeah.
We run a number of groups. We have creative therapy classes.
Yeah.
Because obviously when people are very unwell, they can often feel it's difficult to keep lifting your spirits.
People, yeah, I can imagine,
very,
yeah,
very down, can, yeah, feel very isolated. So people can come to our day service at Pemberton Place, and often our team also work with people on the ward, bring around the arts and crafts, and people, you know, some people discover some real talents, and they get to make gifts for their families.
Oh, it's lovely.
And it's just relaxing, and they get a chance to meet and chat with other people, which is really nice. And we also run a gardening group for some people who love their garden but maybe no longer able to manage their garden, or for some people they just want to try something new. So we have gardening projects because we have amazing gardens at the hospice.
Yeah, you do.
Really amazing. So we get people a chance to walk around the gardens and also just learning just different about different plants. How they've made some amazing things. I've gone in, they've made some beautiful lighthouses and figures and creations, a fairy garden. Some really creative things, and people just get huge satisfaction out of that. I think that's the thing with gardening. You get real great, and arts and crafts, and you get creativity. You get real satisfaction because you can actually see what you've made, and it's lovely. And they're lovely personal gifts that people then share with their families. So that's a big shout out, please, to our occupational therapists for the
fantastic
amazing work.
So that's
they do.
That's all going on this week, then?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Wish you all the best with that.
Thank you very much. And we've got quite a lot happening on the run up to Christmas.
Yeah.
I'd like to start with about our Christmas market, which is taking place on Saturday, the 1st of December, so to kick off that Christmas month. With the market's taking place at our education centre, which is at the hospice, and there's going to be so much going on there. It's really worth a visit for people. It's from 10 to 4, and it'll be a chance to pick up gifts, stocking fillers. There'll be arts, there'll be crafts, there'll be jewellery, hospice merchandise, clothes, children's toys, and lots of cake and tea.
That's what I like to hear.
That is always
now
a puller.
You're talking my language, cake and tea.
That really does, yeah. Everybody likes a bit of cup of tea. And so when you get a bit tired in your shop, and you can have a little break, get your thoughts together while you're thinking what else is on your Christmas list,
yeah,
and then carry on. But it's a great way to support us, and also I promise there's some really exciting gifts and crafts on offer, because we have a lot of very talented people from the community who make amazing things, so unique gifts. So it's a really, really nice opportunity to come along and support us and pick up something very special.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass you over to Chris now, because he's got something very exciting to talk about.
Yes, that's our Santathon.
Oh, I love your Santathon. I love it.
Yeah, and this year's slightly different from what we do in the past.
Oh.
We've got the Chase the Turkey Santathon.
What's that about, then? What goes on there?
We've got a couple of runners that we dressed as turkeys that we've given a little head start. And then all the
Santas, how long head start?
Go chasing after them.
How long head start do they get?
About a street. Because it's around, it's a 5K family run, fun for everyone. You don't have to run, you can walk, you can stroll,
yeah.
You can bring the dog.
Yeah.
It's 5K around Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club. So,
yeah, yeah.
So it starts at the football club and it finishes at the football club.
Okay.
The first adult that catches the turkey, the wild turkeys of Dagenham.
No rugby tackling, though.
No. you just have to tap it on the shoulder and it'll give you a voucher.
All right. Okay.
So the first adult will win a Christmas turkey. And the first children will receive treats, chocolate Christmas treats.
Oh, brilliant.
So
that's a bit of fun, isn't it? I like that. Chase the turkey. I like that idea. That's really good.
And you also get a free Santa suit. So if you register, it's £15 for an adult, £8 for a child, £30 for a family of four. And with every person registers, you get a free Santa suit with beard included. So we're going to fill those streets of Dagenham
fantastic.
With red Santas and turkeys.
Fantastic. Now, I know you've got a half marathon coming up. Is that right?
Yes. In March, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Which is a good run-up to the full marathon.
It's perfect training ground for the London Marathon. It's just a month before. Or just for people, I mean, I think that the half marathon is a really wonderful challenge for some people who want to push themselves, who aren't necessarily runners even.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a great, great personal challenge. It's through the Essex countryside. It's a really stunning route. So it's 13.1 miles. But, you know, you get such amazing support along the way. You get people coming out of their houses. I just think it's overwhelming, the support.
It is,
we even get bands come out. You know, people are amazing. So, you know, it's a great challenge. What a great way to start your new year and train, get fit, get ready for summer. But it's for people who are running the marathon, a perfect timing to, you know, it's a good stage in your running to be get up to that.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, but I think it's one for anyone. It's one I've done myself, actually. I'm not particularly a runner, but for some people who aren't maybe not sure about running a marathon, it's a good way to start out training. But yes, you know, it's good. It's just a brilliant route, and it's a great way to support us.
Mm-hmm.
And always great support on the day locally. So it's a brilliant local run that we have, I think, from just down the road, really. Here,
it is. It's not that far, is it? Really?
Yeah, it must come round near here this way. This route. And I'd just also like to just mention we've still got places at our Light Up Life service at the Brentwood Cathedral.
All right, yes.
Yeah, two of our services are completely sold out now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good, though.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah, they're very popular because they're a very lovely... They're a lovely service, a lovely way for people to come together to remember loved ones. And it's a very difficult time of year for many people.
Yeah.
While many people are celebrating, it can often still be a very sad time for other people. And a special time to bring people together. So we have a service at the Brentwood Cathedral, which is amazing. It's an amazing place, a very special place. And that's on Sunday the 16th of December. Now, tickets are free, but you do have to book them.
Right.
Because just to prevent any overcrowding.
Yeah, it's understandable, yeah.
Absolutely. So, and we don't want people to be disappointed. So it's really best. We still have a few tickets left there. And I'd also just like to mention, we have our Light Up a Life appeal. This gives people an opportunity to hang a star in our hospice gardens, because our gardens are very special, and we have a special tree where we hang a star, and people get a chance in exchange for a donation to hang a star with a personal message to their loved one.
Fantastic.
And if you don't want it in our garden, we've even got a virtual.
Oh, now you're talking my language. We're going into geek land now. This is a bit of me, this.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I think that will appeal. Some people, it will appeal to people more. We have a virtual night sky.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And where people can actually dedicate a star online, and again they can put a message to their loved one.
Fantastic idea.
It's a lovely way, in exchange for a donation, it's a lovely way to support us, really. So I think it's a very special way to do that.
Fantastic idea.
And information about all our events, all our appeals, and all the ways you can support us are on our website at sfh.org.uk. And we'd love more people just to get involved by even just following us on our Facebook page, because you'll find out about all our events we advertise there. You can sign up through there, link through to our website, and also on Twitter. If people are on Twitter, that's a great way to find out about what we're doing, and that's at sfhuk.
you got the Twitter and Facebook links on your website as well?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So if you drive everyone to your website and then they can just click wherever they want to go.
It's the best place to find. That's where you can get directed everywhere you need to be. But yes, we'll be grateful for people to get involved, find out what we're up to, because there's a lot happening. And we're very, very grateful to people for their support and their interest so far.
The more money you get, the better.
And I think I may have got overexcited about the turkeys because I forgot to give the date.
Oh, really?
So the Xanthathon is on Sunday the 9th of December.
Oh, right, okay.
It's been kicked off by Sir Trevor Brooking. So a fantastic legend, a really, really great guy.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to meet Sir Trevor, I come along to Dagenham Redbridge Football Club. Its registration is from 9:30 and it starts at 11.
Fantastic. And all the info is on your website.
Yes, and I think just one last thing about Xanthathon. There is an exclusive medal there.
Everybody who passes that
finish line gets an exclusive medal. So you come away feeling very proud.
Yes, and this one's a special medal this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, only turkey themed.
I do like the idea of chasing the turkey around the streets of Dagenham. I am over the moon with that. You have no idea.
Do you know, Mike, you'd have enjoyed being at the hospice yesterday. We had a photo shoot where we put it all into action, and the turkey was chased by lots of Santas. So we gave it a trial run.
I'm telling you, somebody's going to rugby tackle them. I can see it.
No, health and safety.
I can see it coming a mile away. Someone's got a big turkey. Get in the oven, you.
We've also got an awareness day on November the 17th at Dagenham and Redbridge where the turkey will be chased around the football pitch at half-time.
Oh, really?
By Frankie the Lion.
Oh, really? Wow.
Is it different turkeys you choose or are the same one? Because he must be exhausted.
No, different turkeys.
He must be exhausted.
We know a lot of turkeys.
Well, I say we maybe should stress it's not a real turkey.
Oh, yes, it's not. That's it. Right. Pulling feathers out as far as the eye can see.
It could get controversial.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that.
Look. Get him. Quick. Thank you ever so much for coming in again.
Thank you, Mike.
And we'll see you again the first Tuesday next month.
That's great.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.